So be careful what you copy from the culture around you. Be careful what you copy from the culture around you that keeps you from discovering the kingdom within you. Preach, Pastor Furtick. I'm preaching. I'm already doing it. You know, we copy culture around us, and what we don't realize, see, we don't realize that we're copying crazy. I know this because when I tell people that I don't watch the news very much, they look at me like I'm irresponsible. Well, just because people want to make money off a 24/7 news cycle doesn't mean that I have to submit my mind to the stress that it causes me. I don't have to. Well, then you won't be informed. Yeah, but I also won't be insane. Preach to me, preach to me, preach to me. I need this, I need this. They call it breaking news because it's breaking your brain. Breaking news, you can't put out a bird feeder. Did y'all see that? It was breaking news on my screen. The birds are dying now, and we got to take our bird feeders down. Well, maybe we do, but that's not breaking news about a bird bath. That's not a pandemic about it. Did you see this? It's crazy, but we copy crazy. So question I've been thinking about, is the way of life that I am choosing producing the outcome that I desire? Is the way of life that I'm choosing producing the outcome that I desire? We need more leaders in the world today. Less opinions. We need more leaders. Less influencers. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is the part of my sermon where I am a crotchety old man telling you that what you are seeing on your reels, R-E-E-L, is not real, R-E-A-L. This is the God's honest truth. The writer of Hebrews said, imitate their faith, but we live in a time where we are imitating their fake. So consider the outcome. I wonder what happened 5 minutes after they took that picture. I wonder what happened 5 minutes after they posted that. I mean, just 5 minutes, not 5 years. Let's talk about 5 minutes after. One day in church, I was so sick of like preachers always trying to be perfect. And me and my family, we wake up every morning, quote Ephesians, pray and sing the Beatitudes. And I said, let me show you what this family is really like. And I showed one of our Christmas videos. It was so beautiful. And welcome to Elevation. And may unto you a child is born and a Savior this day in the city of David. The Savior is the Christ Lord. And then I showed the outtakes. And Holly Furtick was one step short of having to be bleeped what she was saying to those kids in those outtakes. So watch this. Outcome, outtakes. Nobody is showing you their outtakes. You are imitating. I got to get this across. I don't care if I have to say it every week. I'll be up here 75 years old, dragging my right leg behind me, talking about what you're copying is cropped. It is only showing you so much. We crop and copy. You know how you crop a picture? You know how when that person in your life is no longer in your life and you crop them out of the picture? We do that when we're comparing ourselves to other people, right? Because we're copying something that's cropped. They're showing you what they want you to see. Now you are copying a picture, a form, a shadow, a crop picture. So you see what they did and you go, well, I'm not doing that. I'm not as good as them. I can't even accomplish anything like them. And here's what I noticed. Some of the people that we want to be like are burning out. Influencers that we see on social media. And after we have bought all their makeup product and all their diet product and all their fitness stuff, And then we see their post about, y'all, I just wanted to come on here today. People been asking. That's how every influencer post I've ever seen starts. And I'm not even on social media that much, but I got that one memorized. I just wanted to come on here, y'all. And people have been asking. Nobody's been asking you. Two people asked you. But now they're on a confession. Now here's what's crazy. I've been copying somebody who comes on and tells me I'm actually depressed. And I've been copying you? I actually feel like I'm losing my mind. I can't eat. I can't sleep. I was so busy envying your bag that I didn't realize that at the bottom of it is a bottle of pills that you can't function without. Now, ooh, I wish I could feel the energy y'all are putting on me right now. Is it better at Riverwalk? I might come over there. It's not far. Be careful what you copy from another person's life because you don't know what it costs them. We'd rather go find somebody who hasn't even lived long enough that we can even know if they make it through their 20s. Huh? Do they even live to be 30? And we will copy that. Y'all ready for a guest preacher or something like that? I'm just stirred up about it because I am watching us copy the world and slap a Christian vocabulary on it, and there are no different values in the house of God than there are in the world. It's not about the external stuff. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the kingdom within you and the culture around you. So our distinction and what makes us different is not that we look weird, but that we refuse to conform to crazy. Put this in the chat. I refuse to conform to crazy. When I say put it in the chat, you say it out loud too. It's kind of an arrangement we have. I refuse to conform to crazy. Be careful what you copy from a culture that has lost its ever-loving mind and is controlled by the prince of the power of the air. Y'all believe in the devil? If you don't believe in the devil after the last 2 years, so be careful what you copy. Be careful who you envy. Some of us envy people who are secretly miserable. But you don't know that. I am not consulting with my enemy for my life strategy. I'm not going to copy it. I'm not going to take these thoughts and just think them because I know where they lead. Even recently, the Lord began to deal with me. He said, I want you to stop indulging your insecurities. He said, it gives you self-pity. And you use that to sedate the pain of pressure. I wrote all this down as fast as I could so I could remember what I was hearing from God's voice. But what it costs you is much greater than what it offers you. Because I wanted to tell you one more thing that God told Joshua. Be careful what you copy in your heart, for it will set the direction of your life. You hear what he told Joshua? He said, meditate on this book of the law that Moses gave you. Don't be like Moses. You're different than Moses. But I want you to take the same word of God that was given to him. What a brilliant thought that what I copy in my heart, he said, I want you to meditate on what I spoke over you so that you can lead these people where I called you to go. You see how meditation sets direction? And a lot of us with what we do with different things that we've thought about ourselves, said about ourselves, agreed with about ourselves, condemnation the enemy's put on us, we do a copy and paste. So we take something like, you know, that I'm unworthy. We take something like that I'm not good enough, that I'll never be, that I da-da-da-da-da-da. And so then I copy and paste it. I almost did an illustration where I wanted to show you what would happen to the screen if you copied and pasted that over and over again. It would fill up. I'm unworthy. And you know what? Apart from the grace of God, we are. But you know how they say sometimes on, like on a walkie-talkie, they say, copy that? Yeah. Copy that. Copy that. What God wants you to do is start meditating on His words, not the ones that somebody else spoke, and copy it in your heart. He said, I'm going to give you a new covenant. It's a better covenant. And it's not written on tablets of stone because those break. I'm going to put it on your heart. And I'm going to give you a heart of flesh. And I want you to take your, I want you to take your Bible, and I want you to take what God has spoken over your life. And I want you to copy that. I want you to find out what He called you, what He gifted you to do, what He put the seed of potential in for you, and copy that. And don't get so caught up in trying to copy something you're not that you never find out who you are. You will have to be strong and courageous because you live in a culture that copies crazy. And it'll take faith. And it'll take focus. But if God said that you are His child, copy that. I am not copying the world anymore. I did it. It's exhausting. It's depleting. It's depressing. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm not going to measure myself how I'm told I'm supposed to measure myself anymore. I did it. I barely lived through it. I'm not going to copy the way the world spends time anymore. Where the proof that you are significant is that you are so busy that you have no time or margin to consider anything that God might invite you to do. So now we're just all running around. I asked one guy, when do you take your day off? He said, well, I don't take a day off. Devil never takes a day off. And in my mind, I'm like, are you copying the devil or God? Because God took a day off. It's in our rhythms. It's in our rest. It's in what we receive and what we release. And the Lord wants you to release some things that were spoken over you by those wrong voices so that you can receive something better. And copy that. And copy that. Just get it on your mind all week long. And copy that. The word of God that was spoken over you.
Hey, thank you for watching. Make sure you subscribe to this channel so you don't miss a single video or live stream. And share this video with a friend. And don't forget, you can join me live every Sunday. Thanks again for watching.